morning, ladies and gentlemen. Let us begin our work on the third day of our working group meeting. Before we go on to agenda item 4.4, I've been asked to draw your attention to another side event that is being hosted by the Committee on the Status of Women and the Women's Federation for World Peace International on the gender transformative approach as an instrument to operationalize the right to development, which will be held today at 1:15. We don't know the room number, do we?
It's online, it's on Zoom.
It's on Zoom, apparently, so.
The link was shared with all.
And the link has been shared. So in case there is someone who does not have the necessary information, you can approach the Secretariat and obtain that. Now, let us move to consider agenda item 4.4, which is the interrelationship between the right to development and the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights. I would like to urge all participants to speak slowly to facilitate the work of the interpreters. I will first give the floor to our distinguished experts, which include Ms. Isabel Durant, Mr. Michael Winfor, Mr. Surya Deva, and Mr. Shi Jing Wang, who will each give a presentation in person or via video statement. I think everyone's here, so there's no need for a video statement. So, and then after we have listened to their statements, I will open the floor for comments by member states and non-governmental organizations. And then I will go back to the speakers to respond or to make concluding remarks. So that's the general pattern that we've been following. And so without further ado, I would like to invite Ms. Durant to take the floor, please.